This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Last segment of Davin's Den. Do some scamming scammers. Let me cue up that sweet, sweet scammer music. Sweet, sweet scammer music. Here we go. All right, when we last left off, there was some sexy talk.
Oh, yeah, there was.
It was some pretty detailed.
Wild and detailed sexy talk.
Wild and detailed sexy talk. And fake Davin wrote her commander, Hall of Famer Yvonne Rodriguez.
What a coincidence.
Yes, and gave the commander the respect that you would imagine fake Davin would.
I had no idea he had a military career.
And Joe was upset that fake Davin was only a captain.
Yes, your rank was what was the disappointing part.
Yeah, Joe felt like I should have been like a 10-star general.
But, 10-star general.
But, you know, fake Davin was dishonorably discharged.
Yes.
But, you know, there was the money ask. Like, you know, fake Davin was, like, commenting, you know, that she should be getting her pay and everything. And this is ridiculous. And he's like, well, you know, she could get her leave. But which price would you like to pay? Had a choice of three.
Yeah, because we do have, you know, the combo pack, the economy. Didn't have any idea of what the different prices would entitle you to.
Yes. So let's pick up with this. Let's do that. I did something. Oh, there we go. Technical error. My stupidity. Start with June 30th. I tell her I emailed Rodriguez. She asked, what did I tell him about? I said, I said good things, baby. She goes, why are you like this? It is a bad thing for you to share it with me. What did you talk with him? It's all about the leave license, which I told you. And you agreed to request it on behalf of me. She's very focused, but yeah.
Yeah, but I just think that it's a really strange thing. She's mad. You did what she asked, mm-hmm. and you just said, you know, so what did you say? And you said good things. And she's like snarling at you for that.
What she wanted is, I agreed to pay X amount of money.
Yeah, I know.
And she had no patience.
It wasn't the answer that she wanted, but it's like no finesse.
No. I go, first, we need to find out where your pay is.
Oh, man. No, what? It's like, see, you have a different order of problems than I do.
You know, fake Davin's always a little slow on the uptake, as luck would have it. Probably why he's so unlucky in love. But he holds on to his money in the end. She goes, honey, I don't really understand what is going on. I thought you seek for my leave license.
I did.
I go, we discussed this. First, we need you to get all the money you are owed. The president still has a troop movement freeze, so really not much can be done. However, there is absolutely no reason for you not to be receiving your money. You don't work for free. I mean, it's just ridiculous that they have... I'm sorry, but that people would believe that they don't get paid.
The stupid reasons they come up with, and you know what, though? It's a problem that there were all these stories about, you know, during, Desert Storm. They don't have the right equipment. They're out, you know, sleeping in the sand, and you know, but there are all these stories about how
sleeping in the sand. isn't that the Belinda Carlisle song, Sleeping in the Sand?
Similar.
Oh, Circle in the Sand.
Yeah, Sleeping in the Sand. But you know, because that became a thing. So I think that people were it made them prone to believe stupidity, like, oh yeah, we don't have the equipment or the money or the food we need or whatever, because it was actually happening at one point.
Hey, Joe, can you hear us better now?
A little bit better, yeah.
Okay.
Good.
All right. So she goes, to be honestly with you, you do went wrong.
You do English bad.
she continues, I did not discuss something like that with you either. You think to say that just listening to me.
I can't interpret this.
This is not what she asked me to discuss.
No.
That's why I did wrong.
Oh, you did wrong.
I go, you did when you told me you needed a phone. She goes, I am being paid $32,000, bonus $10,500 monthly here in Yemen. As I said before, not despite that, I don't have access to it because I've been assigned on a mission, which is also the decision made by the military service. Soldiers on a mission has no access to his or her bank account until he, she has been signed off for leave. So you never think I'm coming for your money.
Again,
she's getting paid. She's getting paid, but she doesn't have access to the money.
Right. Okay. So you don't think that I'm coming for your money?
Well, I tell her, I go, that's incorrect.
Oh, God. That would be.
You want to know something? You're actually answering her like the scammers previously have answered you, where they just had that one line phrase.
No, yes.
She continues. I go, just try to be always giving me your attention and listening to me. You don't listen. Well, now this sounds like a real relationship. Everything we need has been provided by the U.S. government, and we are not lacking anything here on the militaries. I know.
See, that's my point.
That's my point. You can get your spoiled phone fixed. So this morning, I was very so shocked when our commander informed one of our first class soldiers to call me. I go, if you had everything you need, you would not have asked about a phone.
She's like, stay on topic. The topic I want.
She goes, so I went to his office in the morning. Him started asking me, who is the person that seek for the request on behalf of me? That you're seriously yearning on his, honestly, I was very disappointed on that, honey. Honey, what could I do? Honey, why could do? I'm
wait,
sorry.
Wait, hold on. What? What about the yearning? What?
That you're seriously yearning on his, honestly, I was very disappointed on that.
You're seriously yearning on his honestly.
Yeah. It's amazing they get anything accomplished in this man's army. You know, it's a bad army when you have to get the Yemen POWs to explain English to the troops.
It's just, it makes no sense.
No, it does not.
This person who's writing now is not English good, do.
They're only good with the English when it's sexy talk.
Yeah, all of a sudden, well, I mean, I wonder if they're speaking from a script then or something.
No. But I don't think so.
I don't think so, but this is really
I'm sure they
bad.
Have a greatest hits, but
I think when they're pissed, it goes out the window.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, like when people break into Spanish, you know.
Yay, yes.
So, I go, honey. I know, I didn't say honey. I go, if he gives you a problem, I will inform Secretary Esper. He's an old friend. Don't worry, baby. Remember, Secretary
yes.
of Esper was, because this is during the Trump administration.
Yeah.
She goes, what I told you is that we both don't have access to our bank account here with us until we sign out for leave and went back home, honey. This is what I told you. I go, yes, and you should. She goes, if you check the statistics and compare human life to our salaries as soldiers, you will find out life can't be bought with money. And for the reason, every soldier should be given right and treated well and not using them and dumping them at the end. I go, who's being used and dumped?
And where the heck did she copy and paste that from?
Exactly. Well, maybe I wrote that on Wikipedia, too. She goes, what I told you is to request for my leave, apply, and that's all. I never told you to yearning at anyone at all. Just be listening to me. We have a mission, which is going through. That's why I have been asking you to request the leaving for me so that I can return back home.
Doesn't it sound like a Stephen King novel? The leaving.
You know, I drove the Chevy to the leaving, but the leaving was dry. Good old scammers drinking whiskey and rye. Yeah. This will be the day that you get nine. I go, I told you, I should not get involved. My plan was to rescue you when I come to Yemen. You wanted me to email Rodriguez. That was not my choice.
No, it was not.
No, it was not. She goes, but still, yet you don't consider me at all now. What did him respond back to you? What is his reply to you? I go, that is insulting. I have nothing personally to gain from getting involved. I'm doing this all for you. Not once have you said thank you, sad emoji.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the fine thanks that I get.
Exactly. I don't need this shit. This is all at 6 a.m. in the morning, too.
Wow.
I don't need this type of stuff. Trying to watch Morning Joe.
Yeah. Hi, Joe.
Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski are saying something unflattering about Trump, and I need to hear it.
Now.
I'm assuming. I don't know. I'm assuming.
Yes.
She could, although it was in the heart of COVID, so we could have been doing all death statistics. She continues, sometimes I ask myself, what if I die here in a mission? Who will inherit all that I have in life? Since no child, no husband, not even parents, I'm just alone in the world, honey. Please, you should understand me if you truly love me from all your heart.
So wait, now she wants, the angle is to, you know, think about that she has nobody to leave her stuff to?
I could be the one.
Yeah.
I could be that special someone.
But wait, will you leave something for my kids?
I'll leave something for you, Pip.
Oh, thank you.
All you have to do is go to Yemen and get an appraisal of of our tent.
You're going to talk about the scuffs on the Jeep, are you?
Yes. I go, Michelle, I'm trying to help you, but I feel you're attacking me.
Yeah.
She goes, you should always understand someone you love. No. You don't know how men and women work at all.
No, that's not how it works.
I go, I love you, but often we do not understand each other. She goes, life in military is very risky and deadly. Me, myself, might even die at any time. If not God, who gave me a brave heart and also to be smart, I would have gone since my mission here. I have lost 6 of my friends in society bombing. That's like my act. that's what we call a weekend at the club. Well, how'd it go? I was society bombing.
That's what I call when I go to the supermarket.
Society bombing.
Society
bombing. That's when I fart in the produce aisle. I was society bombing.
Society
bombing.
That's great.
May their soul rest in peace. I go, honey, I know. You forget I, too, have been deployed to a war zone. I told you, I'm a man of action, not words.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I'm like, she continuously talks about it like you haven't been, well, fake Davin hasn't been in the military. It's like how stupid and how insulting. She never listens to you at all.
And a wise woman once said, two people in love should always understand each other.
Wait, I just heard that somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. She goes, I just want to return back home first. I go, you wanted me to email. I did. She goes, all I need from you is to help me consider for the leave on behalf of me. I go, I'm trying, Michelle. Please stop fighting with me. She goes, I am making arrangements to retire once my mission is completed. I want you to be the man of my life. I can settle down with. Love and trust. Take good care of me. I am not fighting with you, but if you think I am attacking you, I will stop now. Do you really understand me? I go, Michelle, I want that as well. I'm doing my best. I kill people. I don't email them. You insisted on email. I'm doing my best, babe.
Wait, I kill people? I don't email them?
I was prepared to kill for her.
I know.
I don't email. You know, there's all syntax, and they get the wrong message if I hit the cap lock by mistake. You know, when you kill them, there's no questions asked. There's no mixing of messages with a homicide.
It's straight and direct.
Yeah, that's the type of man I am. she goes, but still, yeah, you don't consider me at all.
Wow. You know what? If any of this was real, I'd be like, that bitch.
Well, you could still be that way. She goes, now what did him response back to you? What is his reply to you? I go, I've not gotten yet. When I get it, I will let you know. I'm doing my best. I love you.
Yeah.
She goes, all right, see you later. And like 8 like crying emojis.
Wow.
I go, why are you upset with me? And I up the crying emoji tears. I go, I'm trying, babe. I wanted to kill him and take you away from there. Those are my strengths. You insisted on email.
That's great.
Why?
That's, I wanted to kill him. You insisted on email.
Listen, if you would have let me do it my way, we wouldn't be talking about a verstunken email. I don't think this is my fault at all.
What is this verstunken at?
Yes, Arthur Mowry or whatever. If Arthur Fowler, she'll tell you.
Oh, yes, that's right.
She goes, yeah, fine. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
She goes, so now you're mad at me? She goes, I'm fine, okay? You don't need to be worried.
Wait, you know.
I got the I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Oh, that's, wow, that's really, you're so in the doghouse.
I am so in the doghouse. I go, what is your problem? You're hot and cold with me. One minute you're on my dick, the next you sound like you hate me.
Yeah, she won't understand what on your dick means. She'll be like, cyber sex again?
No, but you and Joe do, and that's, you know.
That's the important bit.
That's the important. I'm writing for the audience.
Thank you.
She goes, honey, I'm fine. It is hot afternoon. I feel uncomfortable. That's why. I go, okay, it just seemed like you're mad at me. I find it frustrating, too. I'm not happy about any of this. She goes, and this is now 11:12. She goes, have you heard from our commander yet, honey? I'm sorry, but I just have it on my mind. I'm not mad at you. I'm okay. I go, I checked my email, but I do not see it. I really wish you would have let me come to Yemen, kill Rodriguez, and take you home with me. We would have money and each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. On my way to kill a Saudi prince, kill an army commander, and, head back to New York. Good times.
When you're on a killing mission, a little side trip for a loved one, sure. Yeah.
I thought Joe was frozen and looking at me like a serial killer, but he wasn't frozen. He was just looking at me like a serial killer.
We're still having problems with the cell phone. I'm just still trying to get into the conversation.
Oh,
it's weird. It's got to be your phone because you sound really good this week.
You do.
Like, I'm actually able to hear you better this week than I can most weeks.
Yeah.
On my end, I mean, it sounds like you're talking a little too fast.
All right, I'll slow down.
I'm not busting chops. I'm just trying to hang on to the conversation.
I will slow down. That's a problem I have anyway. She goes, okay, honey, so what are you doing now? I go, I'm doing some writing at my computer. What are you doing? She goes, I'm just resting now, but soon I'll be going to be busy like about 1 hour. I go, well, what will you be doing in an hour, babe? She goes, I'll be busy doing some work, okay? I go, she goes, what is the time? I go, 11:38. I go, too bad. Would have been nice to spend some time with you. She goes, okay, here is almost 18:41, okay? I go, what are you wearing? She goes, my uniform, and how about you? I go, jeans and a t-shirt. She goes, okay. I go, what will you be doing today, babe? She goes, just normal as I told you, honey. I go, well, I like to hear about your day, babe. Makes me feel closer to you. She goes, what the hell happened? We just lost the internet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because Pip, you're frozen on the screen.
Yeah, no, we lost. All right, we got to contact Optimum again.
Tell them they suck.
Yeah.
Let's
see if I can connect. I mean, well, no, it's not even showing up here.
I mean, I'm used to seeing myself frozen, and
I mean, it's still recording, but we're not live.
And that serial killer look Joe was giving you before,
I'm gonna have to. It's they can't. They just suck. They really suck. All right. Well, the rest will be on the podcast. We'll just finish this out and call it a night.
Yeah.
All right. You still there, Joe? Joe?
Yeah. I am, Dad.
Okay.
And like I said, I really have to listen really, really hard to follow along.
That's weird, because usually I have to really, really listen to hear Joe.
Yeah, same.
It's so weird.
Oh, Pip, by the way, with the screen, with the video running a little bit behind, and basically with me, trying to hang on, if you felt like I was cutting in on you a lot, it was because I'm trying to watch you on the screen, I'm barely hearing, and then I'm trying to jump into my spot, so... I apologize if you felt that was, breaking into your conversation.
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, there's usually a little bit of crosstalk anyway, because, the digital delay and whatnot. No worries, Joe.
All right. I just want to let you know.
I can't believe
Thank you. You're a gentleman and a scholar, Joe.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. So
are
you. Yeah. I like being called a gentleman. Say it again.
All right, so I tell her, I go, well, I like to hear about your day, babe. Makes me feel closer to you. She goes, everything is fine, okay? You don't need to know everything all about. Ooh.
Huh.
Well, this is not very friendly.
No.
I go, I actually write, ew.
Yeah, that's like, ew.
I wrote, ew, WTF, Michelle.
Ew.
Ew. A killer writes, ew.
Ew.
There's a title.
Ew, yeah.
I go, you make it sound like I'm nosy. It's called taking an interest. I don't know what crawled up your ass, but I don't like it.
And it's stinky.
It's stinky.
You're a poopy head, Michelle.
She goes, what if you know you're going to help? So you don't need to know all about unless if you can help me. You never done anything for me once. I knew she was pissed.
I know. I'm fine.
So how do you think Fake Davin handles this, Joe?
I think you kind of pacify her a little bit more to keep everything going.
What say you, Pip?
I think you're going to lash into her now.
I go, Oh, whatever. I can't take your mood swings. You're being a bitch.
Yes! You're the win.
Pip got that one. Yeah.
I never thought you'd turn into a Karen. All right.
She goes, so how can I be telling you everything which I am going through? Not that you can help or something. I go, cut the shit. I sent the email. But really, why would I want you to be here with me when you're such a bitch so often?
Oh, damn. Wow. He's letting it all hang out now.
Sure. We've already gone on with this charade way longer than you guys thought.
Yes.
She goes, you called me a bitch? And countless sad and various states of crying emojis.
Well, if the shoe fits, bitch.
I go, yes, because you're being one. I can't take it. I'm trying to do what you ask, and you just treat me like shit. I deserve better than this. And she gives me a bunch of more crying emojis. I go, listen, if you don't want to be in a loving relationship with me, then break up with me. But do not treat me like shit and make our relationship transactional. Don't make me miserable. I am never good enough for you, and I can't stand you making me feel badly. All I ever do is tell you how much I love you, but I think you do not care.
Yeah.
Is this you to her?
This is me to her.
Yeah.
All right.
She goes, I'm sorry, honey. And a bunch of sad emojis.
Yes!
You get your shit together if you want to scam me.
Yeah. You can't just be endlessly bitchy and think I'm going to cough up the bucks. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but here's what I was thinking. You know, before you said that, I'm like, I hope there's an I'm sorry coming along.
Yeah.
I think we got some internet back. Okay, so, I mean, I'm not going to restart the Zoom meeting, but
no, there's no
but problem. We are still encoding. All right, you know, it is what it is. I don't know. I go, sorry, you always do it. I don't want my life to be that way. I want someone who loves me as much as I love them. I was going to kill for you, but then you have the audacity to say I do nothing for you? Are you evil? Are you playing me? Am I some joke to you?
Yeah. Am I a joke to you?
She goes, no, I don't want you to kill someone on behalf of me. All I want is peace, nothing else from you. I go, and I fucking try, and you just always question me. I can't take it.
Wow. This is great.
She goes, oh, okay, the baby is sorry. She said, okay, the baby is sorry. I'm glad the baby's sorry.
What a strange way to put it.
She goes, okay, the baby's sorry. Just forgive me, honey. I know you were kind of angry with me at this point, but I am so sorry. I don't mean to be a pine into your ass. And I will tell you, although it smells good, it's very uncomfortable.
I don't mean to be a pine in your ass.
A pine to your ass.
A pine to your ass.
You know what? Nobody wants a spruce to their ass, okay?
That's great.
I go, I feel like I'm always on some type of trial with you. I just want a woman to be my partner in life. I wasn't looking for love. You picked me. Now you tear me apart. Why?
Why?
And she responds with a thumbs up emoji.
That's so inappropriate.
It was completely inappropriate.
Stupid.
She goes, I go, what does that mean? And then she gives me five Karen shrugging emojis.
I don't know anymore. I don't know what to say that won't make you mad and not give me the monies.
I go, okay, stop with the emojis and just talk to me. She goes, okay. I feel like she's checked out.
Yeah, she's like, I really don't know which direction to take this.
No,
right
this
now.
Went tits up quickly. I thought I was getting paid today.
Yeah.
Now you're ready to walk away. I thought today was payday. This is not going the way I thought.
Yeah.
You finally emailed the guy. Why is there no money in my hand?
Yeah.
I go, is there something you wish to say? She goes, no, love. I go, I asked you why you tear me apart. She goes, I did not tear you apart, okay? I go, you do. I want us to love each other. She goes, we already love each other, honey. I go, yes, we do. So every time things do not go the way you like, stop making it seem like I don't love you and I'm just some random guy. She goes, I know, my love. I go, then don't make me feel like shit when I ask you about your day. She goes, honey, I'm not making you to feel like shit, okay? And that's where we'll stop.
Oh, man. Yeah, you gave her both guns, and she was like, sorry, the baby is sorry. The baby is going to backpedal as fast as possible. That was great.
Yeah, you were happy?
Yes, I liked this. This was a really good This was a really good one. I liked it when you just started socking her with, stop being a bitch. It's like, what?
I didn't drop the C word on her.
No, I know, but I think that you shocked her. I think
I did.
Now
the question is this. When you come out of this, the two of you lovebirds, will the relationship be stronger or will it be strained? Will there be a change in personnel that'll start a completely void of what's been going on?
I think all those are possible and probably will happen.
Those are excellent questions.
Yes. Tune in 3 weeks.
Yeah, tune in 3 weeks and have some of these answered, or we'll throw all the questions out the window because they'll be completely unforeseeable circumstances.
Maybe our internet will work properly because now I got to fire off another email.
Uh-oh. There will be beatings. You're going to call the company and say, stop being a bitch.
Yeah, I really haven't lit into Michelle like this.
No, but it was effective.
Yeah. You know, because I'm not going to have you say I don't care about you when I offer to kill for you.
Well, that's one thing. And she didn't seem to have a problem with that at all, which is frightening. But also, it's like you're doing what she wanted. I mean, you might not have handled it exactly the way you wanted, but you got to finesse it. You don't start saying, what do you care about my day? Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, no. No, no. No, no. Fake man almost died.
Well, I enjoyed that fake Davin's pimp hand was strong.
It was quite the show, kids.
It was good. It was really good.
All right. Let us thank some folks for allowing this to transpire. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Fredico for his continued support. Hope to see you in the studio soon, Russ. Thank you.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you so much.
You rock.
Joe?
Oh, like I said, I could barely hear you guys. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello, open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous lunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquet, that's your destination for that special event. Suite 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions, its owner, Davins of Davins Den. I heard that show on Friday was really, really good.
It was good. We have a new date, Joe. We have a date for the next show, October 7th.
Oh, great. October, great. That's fantastic. October 7th, new show. Calendar that up. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great meal and a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
All right. Side Splitting Productions for all your comedy needs. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Nudist resort, dildo race, fake hit on somebody, or just a regular fundraiser or comedy club. You go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call us 551-404-3094. Mr. Curry, where will you be over the next several weeks?
Tomorrow night, I will be, tomorrow and Thursday, that will be the 17th and the 18th. I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down at Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for reservations and info. Shows are 8 o'clock at night, so you come down, you can laugh, and you can be back in bed by 11 o'clock.
Yeah, how about the next 2 weeks? You got anything else going on?
No, I ain't got shit.
Okay. Well, this is going to be lengthy because I'm going on tour.
Oh, boy.
Saturday, August 20th, I'll be in Wayne, New Jersey at the Packinac Golf Club. Tuesday and Wednesday, August 23rd and 24th, I'll be in the Villages. That's the name of the town. In the Villages in Florida at Lazy Max. For tickets, call 352-753-6227. Thursday, August 25th, I will be in Columbus, Georgia at the Loft. Been many years since I've been there. For tickets, call...
I did that gig with you.
You did. For tickets, call 706-596-8141. Friday, August 26th, I'll be in Bradenton Beach, Florida. I'll be doing a little sunset cruise. For tickets, call 941-778-2288. Saturday, August 27th, I'll be in Fort Walton Beach at the Block. Been a long time since I've been in that town. That's out there in the panhandle. For tickets, call 850-301-9393. And then he rests. But he's back at it. On Wednesday, August 31st, I'll be in Jensen Beach, Florida at Mulligan's. So I guess if it goes well, I get to do it again. For tickets, call 772-232-1414. And Thursday through Saturday, September 1st through September 3rd, I'll be in Fort Myers in Florida at the Snappers Laugh In Comedy Cafe. Been several years since I've been back there. For tickets, call 239-479-5233. So there's a lot of comedy coming up. A lot. What are you doing? Pippa's like in her shirt right now. She's like pulling a tit out of her sleeve, Joe. If ever there was a time for Zoom.
What are you, learning magic? What are you gonna get?
It's a magic trick.
She's like fucking Gemini. Instead of pulling his scarves, she's pulling tits.
No, I just realized.
We've got to light a candle, though.
I just realized that those little straps that women have in their outfits to hang on the
Hangers.
Yeah. Hang on those things. One of them was hanging out, and I'm like, was that there all day and nobody bothered to tell me? Oh, God.
All right. Well, we will be back here on Tuesday, September 6th.
Okay.
So we hope you guys enjoy the rest of your summer. I'd like to tell you the internet will be fixed by then, but I can't. Although I will write a letter. I will write an email. We thank you guys for listening live or on podcast form. I think it was an entertaining, emotional 3+ hours of radio.
Yes.
All right, kids. Joe, do not hang up. I will give you the details of that conversation that I did not want to have on the radio.
Gotcha.
All right. But now for all you guys listening, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.